Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Welcome back to another episode of Only Fans with me, Karen Elizabeth Fian, and my guest today, one of the funniest guys from Philly. I don't know if you're from Philly. Sydney Gantz is here, everybody. Are you from Philly? I know you.
No, I'm from Pottstown, Pennsylvania.
Okay, okay.
Like an hour outside of Philly. Nobody cares.
But I consider you like part of the Philly crew.
Thank you. Well, I am. I am. Yeah. That's right. But also thank you.
That's what I consider you. You are? Are you excited about being? We were about to say something.
No, go ahead. Please. Please.
Me and Sydney were just saying that usually when we podcast together, Lewis is there and he usually dominates the whole conversation. And we just, whenever you're on a podcast with Lewis, you just have to be like ready to make fun of him at any moment because he's going to say something stupid.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now we get to really get to know each other.
Yeah, I'm excited about that rather than have like some Puerto Rican staring intensely at me.
Right.
Yeah. Why did he do that? What is up with that?
He's fucking sad inside. Or no, he's not. No, he's, there's just a lot going on inside. I feel like there's a lot of intensity in there. But no, Sydney is so polite. He brought me a bottle of wine. You guys do know I'm an alcoholic and I have the words "don't serve me" tattooed in my arm. But that's just like one friendship bump, we'll call it. No big deal. We'll get past it.
I miscalculated. I thought you were supposed to bring alcohol.
You're like,
wine.
Next time I'll bring you whiskey. Yeah. Next time I'll bring you hard fucking booze.
I considered that. I was like, maybe she could be sober. I know she was going hard for a while.
You're like, no way that chick doesn't drink. Nobody just has that personality without just being hungover every day.
Yeah. And my default was immediately, well, if she doesn't take it, it'll go to her producer.
Absolutely.
It's been nothing but lovely.
Yeah, she deserves it more than me, to be honest. If it comes down to who's working harder on this project, Nicole. It's Nicole. Barely surviving.
I also wouldn't mind being there for your spiral out of control.
Yeah.
I've never seen that in somebody else.
It's like, if it happens again, like, I just wonder, it'll be so ugly. I feel like the older you get, the sadder it gets.
Yes.
Like, it's when you're like in your like 20s and even maybe early 30s and it's like, oh no, she's like wasted or whatever. But if you're like getting up there and you're getting hammered, it's not cute. It's just not cute vibes for me.
I mean,
you drink?
I don't.
Yeah, I feel like I knew that. I was like, I think he drinks.
So I'm not close
you're
enough to the edge.
You're just trying to shift this bottle of wine around. He's trying to give it to, he's going to give it to Joe List next. Yeah. Bobby Kelly, do you want this?
Yeah, I just want to see it go down. I'm here for the chaos.
Did you ever drink?
Or? For a little bit in college.
And that's it?
Yeah.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah, I just tested it out. I was a straight edge kid for a very long time. I was like really serious about athletics and academics.
Wow.
For a very long time.
What type of athletics?
Track, so not a real sport.
But
I was very serious about it. I'm very serious about my hobbies.
College
and high school.
So you played a college sport. Were you a college track star?
No, I was a high school track star.
Yeah, That was hard though.
Yeah, I was a college delinquent. I started drinking,
and it all went away.
I went way off the rails. Yeah,
I'm trying to think. I was kind of serious in high school too, like because I did speech and debate. So on Saturdays, like I was up early and going to like different high schools in like a power suit. Like I wasn't drinking on Friday nights, but then when I found out everybody was, I was like, "Fuck this!"
Yeah,
like
I want to get hammered. Shoulder pads in your
Absolutely,
power suit?
I had shoulder pads. Sometimes I would cut them out because I looked. So ridiculous. Like I weighed 89 pounds when I graduated high school.
Wow.
But they didn't sell power suits for girls.
No.
You would just have to go in the petite section and fucking roll the dice.
You had to jerry rig a power suit out of little girl clothes?
Yes. I did it constantly.
That's awesome.
I also did this like weird Puerto Rican hairstyle for God knows what reason.
Yeah.
But I would part my hair really like over to the side and then I would slick this part down. slick it down, yeah, like fake bangs like this, and then wear a super tight ponytail. Can you guys, I'll try to find a picture. But then, and I would wear like 18 pounds of bronzer.
Mm.
I would do like fucking speech and debate. So
as a Puerto Rican, that's Puerto Rican.
That hairstyle is such a weird choice.
Yeah,
I don't know what I was thinking. So you were serious about academics?
Too? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was one of those honor roll students. I was vice president of the National Honor Society.
Hell yeah! Yeah. I was in like honors classes, but I never won the awards.
Okay.
I was like in like French honors, English honors. I was in like AP science.
Yeah.
And like calculus, whatever. I feel
the only reason why I ever won anything is because people wanted to believe that someone like me could win those academic honors.
Why are you saying that?
Because I was like, as far as being in the honors classes, I was the closest to retarded of anybody in those classes.
Would you get like most improved a lot?
It was like he really went after it.
Or, effort.
Yeah.
Effort.
Yes. Yeah, I'm a gold star guy.
What was your like GPA in high school though?
Well, it was, so we had a lot of classes where we could get extra. I had a really good GPA.
Your accent comes out when you say classes.
Yeah? I'm sorry.
That's fine. It feels like you're a different class than me.
I tried that. Yeah, I'm definitely a different class than you. Like I was blown away. You have a door guy? That's pretty sick.
Oh no, but this is new money though. This is fucking porn star money. This is
okay. I mean, I like
this
it.
Is butthole money. This is an academic straight edge money. Dude,
it put you several classes above me and my family. We don't have butthole money at all.
That's good. At least you still have your dignity though.
I wouldn't say that. And I don't even have butthole. I have no dignity and no butthole money. I don't know what
I'm
doing.
Was my door guy nice?
He was. He was very nice. Good. He was. He gave me a place to park right in front of the building, which really? I didn't think was true when I got that in the message. It was like, there's no way they're going to let me park my Honda CRV in front of this nice building. It's not happening.
Of course.
Yeah, he did cover it with a car cover, though, but we're good.
What's a car cover? Like it looks like another car?
Who's the classy one now?
I don't know.
Okay, look at
this.
That's
the hairstyle. Yep, you found it, Nicole. That was it. Perfect.
Oh, nice.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I feel like you could pass as a Puerto Rican without being offensive.
I don't know who I was trying to attract with that look, but I did it. I was committed to every Saturday.
You're attracting ethnic men and criminals.
I think, for a while, my duo partner was a black kid. He was the only black kid that went to our high school. So maybe I was trying to sort of at least get myself in the color zone, you know?
Yeah,
so racist.
The chicks that have that hair date dudes that are like out of high school for 4 years, but right, they're still in high school.
Yes.
That's who you're attracting with that.
Yeah. Yeah. That and then like this Jewish kid named Sam Cohen who went to Milton Academy, who I really should have fucking tried to stick it out with.
Yeah.
Talk about money.
Is he crushing it now?
I mean, I can only imagine.
Yeah.
He was so charming.
Mm. Charming
that
Jews
school,
only go up.
That high school costs like 30, 40 grand a year to go to.
Okay.
Isn't that wild?
How'd you get in there? I mean,
you'd have to be, I mean, it helped if you were Jewish.
Okay.
Not, I mean, I hope that doesn't come off as anti-Semitic, but it was a predominantly Jewish school.
Gotcha.
And
you're Jewish?
What?
You're Jewish?
I'm not.
Okay.
I went to Sacred Heart, which is like the, you know, mid-level.
Oh, so this is not the school you went to. This is the school he went to.
This is the one, I competed against his school at speech and debate camps. He fingered me on a plane once.
Oh, hell yeah. Good on him. The opponent, he was able to finger one of his opponents.
No, I think I like lost every round after that though. Yeah. I was in love.
Wow, really good on him. He crushed it.
he crushed his competition.
Man, it's the golden finger.
Yeah, dude. But so you have a family.
I do.
It's great. I get jealous of people with families.
Yeah?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, we're having a good time. I try not to talk about my family a lot because I love them dearly.
Yeah, you want to protect them.
Yeah, and there's nothing funny about how much I love my family and they respect me as a human.
That's how I feel too. Yeah. And it's like, I kind of don't talk about them. I mean, I do and I don't.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't post them, their pictures as much as like I want to,
mm-hmm,
especially when I'm around them. Like when I'm home, like chilling with them, like they're so funny and I love them so much. And I want to like capture every moment and like show the world, like, look how fucking cool and funny my family is.
Yeah.
But then, and I think it's, you know, obviously a much different degree than you experience. But yeah, there's a sense that like I signed up for this weird circus of like fandom and people that are going to say random shit to me and I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to them, like, I'll fucking stab you.
Oh, has that happened? Have people said fucked up shit about the family?
Yeah. Well, I was on the show, My Big Fat Fabulous Life. And like,
I saw that.
things were maybe said to people.
I'm going
to
say this in a non, that made me, I saw a clip of that and it made me fall in love with you. I was like, she is the best person ever.
Yeah. So, and like some of, yeah, some people in my family like got like messages or whatever, I guess. And it just really broke my heart.
Okay.
Because first of all, they're not even fucking close to what this woman look like. Yeah. And even friends, like when this came on, like I have obviously a lot of my friends are gonna be like bigger than me, but like I would post pictures and like there are people that would comment like, are you gonna fat shame your friend? And I'm like, my friend isn't 400 pounds. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, she's a big lady, and I'm from the ilk of like, there's no big is too big. You know, if you're willing to do things, I'm willing to be. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. No big is too big. But okay. You were right.
Yeah,
I agreed with everything you said to her, and then she seemed insane to confront you on the street like that. It was. Yeah. I'm glad
you
did.
Found the reunion, Nicole. Nicole, I can't find this anywhere. This has been.
But you were on the reunion?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I was on half an episode and they flew me out for the reunion, dude. Not only did they fly me, this is before she walked off because I was so mean to her.
Well, she waddled off, I'm sure. But
but she couldn't wear shoes.
Because she was bursting out of them?
Yes. She had like little kitten heels. I was so mean. And you know what's funny? Like, I wasn't healthy in any way during the filming of that. I wasn't drinking, so I was very self-righteous. I was probably doing hot yoga 2 or 3 times a week, max. But I was doing zero strength training. And so I looked like a leathery, like, freckled. I was super tan. I was smoking cigarettes still. I was at that part of my, like, not drinking, but still needing a thing.
So this show actually made me miscalculate because, like, maybe I Mandela affected this, but I remembered on your table in that scene there were glasses of red wine. Like, that's why I brought red wine.
They did. They gave us drinks. Oh, like, fake drinks.
Oh. See, I tried.
Yeah. No, it's so funny. Honestly, it is the season for red wine, too. I used to know a lot about wine, and I would love a Rioja. Like, I like a peppery red.
Okay.
Anyway, or a Syrah. Yeah.
That's what you do when you have a substance problem, but you don't want to actually feel like you have a substance problem. You learn about it.
Yes.
Yes.
And like, so the tastings of like all the restaurants I worked at, like, oh, we're going to go, there's a wine tasting. I'd be like, yes.
Yeah.
Because I was a fucking booze hound. I'm like, I'm getting notes of, give me that bottle.
Yeah, I know a world-class sommelier.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. She's pretty awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah, but she might have a problem.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. She's awesome.
I mean, you have to really keep it together if your job is booze.
Yeah, no, she does keep it together. She was on my track team in college. She was like a person that one of these, like, she succeeded at it. I wanted to be her.
Yep.
It was like one of the two women in my life that I was like, I would love to be her. Like, if I could be her, my family would be so proud of me, you know? So, yeah.
But she can drink a little and like still be fit. I'm always jealous of people that can do that.
Yeah.
Very jealous.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know too many people that, I don't know how much she drinks. And I'm like, God, Carrie, I love you. She's not as fit as she used to be. I'm allowed to say that. We were fucking elite athletes in college, Carrie. You know that. You know that.
Clip it. Send it to her. No, and none of us are. It's fucking sucks. That like you get older and like I'm doing my best with my timed back squats.
Yeah, but
every day
we're in the best era for women getting older.
It's true.
You remember, like, I remember back in the day when you would like go to like a friend's house and you'd sit down with like their grandmom or their mom and they have a photo album and they're showing you pictures when they were younger.
Yeah.
And you're like, when did you turn into this fucking toad?
Right.
Like,
right.
What happened?
It went like, yeah.
It's like women used to just like at 40, just become a troll.
Yeah.
And like now women look like older versions of their younger selves.
Yeah. Like my mom is like cute and was like always like pretty cute. Like just had kept her cute face. Just has like this sort of like youthfulness about her like little Irish face. And she also like lucked out. Like she just had like a sexy figure. So my mom wasn't like working out really. She wasn't hitting the gym. Mm-hmm. But she never really overindulged too much. Didn't drink too much. Didn't eat too much. Didn't, you know, she smoked.
Yeah.
Like in Newport Lights. I probably kept her pretty fucking skinny. But you know what I mean? Like, so she had the, like, still had this sexiness, and then she rolled over to cute grandma pretty well.
I love a cute grandma.
Yeah.
They are the best.
But I do see what you're saying, and I do think it happens, unfortunately, to women, you know, probably who have kids and who have a lot of kids, because
yeah.
I only imagine that they're just ripped of their nutrients and estrogen and hormones and life-giving sources.
But then we learn how to put those nutrients and stuff back in.
Yeah. Right?
So my mom was like one of the last of the generations of like troll morphers. My mom was hot, Karen. My mom was like,
yeah, I hear you.
Like objectively hot. Like people still talk about how hot my mom was from back in the day.
Yeah.
And now you look at her and it's just like, you probably shouldn't tell people you were pretty before.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. Like, nobody's gonna believe it.
But you're right. But my mom went through like a bunch of stuff too, like with a hysterectomy and like the sort of like putting like slings in her uterus, and they weren't really doing a lot of estrogen replacement therapy and this and that. So I think that's a lot to do with it. Somebody was talking about probably my guy Huberman.
That's your science. That's your science guy.
That's my only science guy. Hubie Booby baby, like that. You know, that just area of like research for women. They just decided to not do it. They ran a few studies and were like, everybody decided this isn't good. It's not worth it. But it's not individualized, and it is worth it for a lot of women. It does help. I don't know. I never went on the pill, so.
Wait, that's so is the pill supposed to be a good
thing about me?
Is it a good, so it's a good.
Everything I read about the pill is bad.
Yeah.
But I suppose I'm biased. I guess it's like really hard to get me pregnant too, because I've never had a scare.
Well, I'm biased too, because I don't want any woman to have to deal with the negative consequences of chemicals all the time. But I also want to come freely in a woman. That feels so important to me.
Yeah.
It's like biologically super important.
Okay.
And you know, we're at a place now where Ansley, my wife, she decided to stop doing any sort of birth control.
Yeah.
So now I have, like, after 23 years, now I have to like calculate my ejaculation.
That's awesome.
She's really taking back.
She's really taking back the night.
I know. I got back. We got back into fingering. We're back there again.
Let's go.
Yeah, we're having a good time.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, my dad, after three kids, got a vasectomy. Like, my mom was like, "Your turn. Turn the hose off. I've been through all this fucking wild shit. Your turn to do something."
Yeah. My conspiracy Just theory mind won't let me do it. Like, we don't have a microwave in our house. There's no way I'm getting a vasectomy.
What? What do you mean?
Like, microwave. I don't trust microwaves.
Okay. So you don't trust surgeons?
I trust surgeons, but not for, like, what are they doing? What is a vasectomy?
Sydney, they do them all the time.
Yeah, but what is it?
It still feels good, I think, when you come. It's just not the same substance.
I don't believe that.
It's the same sensation, I bet. Yeah, check this out, yeah. Nicole. How much sensation do they lose? Because I bet you it's just as fun. It's probably like going down a water slide, but like there's probably the difference between going down a water slide with Dawn soap sprinkled on it and without.
I'll take the Dawn.
Yeah, I know, but you're just going to be fine without.
Yeah, but I feel like it's one of those
Since
things.
Since you've known the Dawn, it's going to be hard to live without.
Yeah, I don't live. I'm not a person who can live without. I don't live without much. I indulge in everything that I feel like I need.
I love your indulgent point of view. I'm very similar. Nicole, I'm blind. Wait, hold on. My glasses might be in here. No, okay. I'm an idiot.
So this is myth number two about the vasectomy.
We're only reading myths.
Sex won't feel as good after a vasectomy. That's myth number two.
These are myths
that
you believe.
That should be the only concern, by the way.
That's a myth, though. It's a myth.
It's an alleged myth. Let's hear them out. Quite the contrary. Once it has been confirmed that sperm is no longer present in the semen, and the stress and worry, see what they just did?
No.
So what they're telling me is that basically the stress of having an unplanned pregnancy, like that going away, makes up what you lose in the feeling of a God-given ejaculation.
So, but they're saying you are losing something.
I mean, they won't say it out loud, but
is a myth.
Yeah.
One of the most popular questions, why do my balls feel different after vasectomy?
See, that's enough to
Why?
Have
Because they're empty?
You may develop a hematoma inside your scrotum.
Oh, don't be a baby. Everybody gets a hematoma once in a while. I've never had one, but knock on wood. Everybody knock on wood.
I don't want anything in my scrotum.
I don't want one. Isn't a hematoma just a blood blister? They just got to pop that thing.
Oh, okay. I'll take one of those in my scrotum.
Easy peasy. Yeah, but you pop it and it's gone, I bet.
I don't want anybody popping You're things in my scrotum.
You're being a pussy. Get the vasectomy doctor in here.
I can't do it. I can't.
No, I listen. I hear you. I'm very protective over my orgasm, so I can't read. Can I tell you guys how blind I am? Like, not a single word.
Are you serious?
Dead serious.
I'm losing my vision as we speak. I'm at that. It's finally happening to me.
I can't see a single letter.
Yeah, I can. I feel this is making me feel good about myself.
Good.
Yeah.
Is blind. Local anesthesia when you're still awake?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they do for a vasectomy.
So what? Easy peasy. You'll be fine. They'll numb up this whole area. You'll be like numb probably from here to here.
Oh, well, thank God. I've always wanted to be numbed in that whole area.
And then you'll walk around like a goofy soldier.
How am I going to drop
they
that
took
opportunity?
My nuts. They took my nuts. They don't take them. They just take the little tubes and like what? Clip them? You can have it reversed. You can get them reversed. They just open the floods back up.
Oh, so they just clamp it?
Yeah, they put in like a mud flap. I don't know. I'm not a scientist.
Yeah, I'll consider it. I mean, right now she's still having a good time.
Can I say something?
Sure.
I think you should have another kid.
Oh, yeah? At 43, you think I should drop another kid?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
I don't even...
You look at all you've learned so far. Don't you think you'll do an even better job on this one?
No.
You're done.
No, I'm getting progressively worse at parenting. I have an 11-year-old son, and then we have twins. We have 8-year-old identical
That's
twins.
Right. That's fucking psychotic.
Yeah, and they're girls.
That's nuts.
Like, I could have another girl.
You'd have three girls?
Dude, three girls plus a wife and a female dog in the house.
My little sister wants a boy so bad. She just wants to be the queen. So the queen bee is surrounded by all her men worker bees. I think it's the life. I'm like, that sounds perfect.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. All you have to do is just wherever you're pointed, just go to it, do a thing.
Yeah.
And then sit down. You get left alone for a little while.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice being the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's like it's very, very low
stakes.
Obligations for
right.
dad.
And it seems like dads are just like, I would just remember like always being like so excited to see my dad when he came home.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like run and give him a big hug and a big kiss. And he would be like, get off me. Get off me.
Yeah, that looks like they detached something, Karen.
They can put it back, Sydney. They'll put it back and you can have your cummers.
But it's not completely, it's over 99% effective, but my best friend was a vasectomy baby.
Does he act like a goofball?
She is a goofball.
She's a goofball.
Yeah
she's probably a silly she's Billy. Unstoppable.
But she, the fact that the fact that she knows this is like sad. Like she knows that like her parents were no longer trying to have kids and she came after.
She's a special blessing.
Yeah.
She's a third wheel. She was born a third wheel.
I know. Did she ever catch her mom like side-eyeing her? Like,
I think she probably only catches her mom side-eyeing her. <That's> probably... Could imagine the first time she was like looked at lovingly. It was probably blew her mind.
Yeah. Dude, bringing life into this world is crazy.
It is crazy. And I wouldn't recommend it to anybody.
No. I mean, some people, no, if you can do it, I say do it. I'm with Elon. Like, yeah. I say go for it. I mean, I love a kid around.
Yeah, we planned all of ours. Like, nothing was a shock.
Okay.
Yeah, because she had to stop taking birth control, so.
Yeah.
And as soon as she stopped taking it, it was bam.
Fertile Myrtle. My sister's the same way.
Well, I kind of take credit for it, but yeah, maybe it was her. Maybe she has something to do with it.
You were there.
I was charged up.
Now you're ready to go.
Very charged up.
The goalie has been. I just like my fucking nephew is just so interesting to me. Like just watching everything he does, he's just like just fascinated by him. Like watching, learning, being confident. We went to the Museum of Natural History. I think I talked about this. But it was so cool.
Yeah.
The butterfly exhibit.
Okay.
You got to go.
I'll check it out.
You got to go with the kids.
I'm always going to exhibits.
They like the butterflies like land on you. Did I talk about this last week, Nicole?
I think you just talked about it to me. I don't know if you talked about it on
the pod. Did I tell Liz about the moth lady?
I don't think so, no.
There's a moth lady?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I talked about it on Lewis's podcast this morning, but... Okay, it's awesome. They have a huge silk moth. She's enormous, like the size of my face, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's in her own little canister, like this tube. Like, you know the thing they used to put like bank things up when you deposit? So
she's
you got it, right? She's in a tube. And now there's an old woman walking around with a popsicle stick with the male silk moth on it. He's also really big. And I go up to her and I was like, what the hell? I was like, why does he get to be? She's doing a little speech, she's teaching everybody. I was like, why does he get to be out in the freedom? And she's locked in that, you know, glass cage over there. And she goes, well, if we didn't keep her in there, she would just lay her eggs anywhere.
Ooh.
Indiscriminately. And I go, ugh, I know girls like that.
Yeah.
And the moth lady goes, oh, loose women. Oh my God, we were besties.
Yeah, she's like a wingman.
Yeah, she, yeah. And he, like the one on the popsicle stick was kind of like droopy a little bit. I was like, is he okay? And she's like, oh, he's almost done with his 8-day life cycle or whatever it is.
Like, oh, okay. I thought you were making the case that like he wasn't the caliber of moth that the lady was. Like she was settling.
No, but look at these fucking cool moths. Droopy
ass moth.
Aren't these cool as hell?
Yeah.
Dude.
We love shit like that. That looks like one of my daughters right there. Little light skinned girl.
Really?
Yeah. I made babies with a white lady.
That's smart.
I think it was. I think it's a good choice. I think everybody should try it.
I mean, they're the most stunning children and like will be adults too. My college roommate, Crystal, is a black girl, married a white guy, and their daughters are already working models. Like mm-hmm. they're stunning. Like light skin, blue eyes.
But you can't have two light skinned people start making baby, because that's not a real rate. You know what I mean? It's like
I would assume it would just get wrong. Like too light, like they would revert back to white.
No, they're like that's what Puerto Ricans are.
Oh,
it's a bunch of, you know, because like people came from Spain, they came to Puerto Rico. Those were brown people.
Yes,
they made babies with them, then bounced, and then all the light skinned people start making babies with each other.
Uh huh.
And now you have Puerto Ricans,
right?
Do you want your fucking progeny to end up Puerto Rican? Do you want that to continue? I've been trying to put a stop to Puerto Ricans for a while, personally.
I mean, I get it. I don't disagree. Oh boy, if you only knew. Can we talk about fitness?
Oh, of course, man. I worked out so hard for this podcast. Let's go.
Yeah. What are you doing now? You do like jiu-jitsu stuff? You train?
I do. I train at least a couple times a day.
A day?
Yeah. Yeah, whether I'm doing jiu-jitsu or cardio or just working out.
A couple times a day?
I do, yeah. I lose fitness very quickly. Like I'm like all fast twitch muscle fiber, so if I don't keep my cardio up, I lose all of my cardio.
Wow.
I have to do cardio all the time.
I really struggled to, like today I was supposed to do my GTX class, which is my running on the treadmill class.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't make it, and I just went and lifted weights instead and did like a fucking jumping jacks, like no cardio. But I'm similar in needing cardio because it helps with my asthma so much
mm-hmm.
that like tomorrow I'm like, I'm going to try to find a spinning class or something.
Okay.
Because I got to do like cardio at least twice a week.
Yeah.
But then I try to lift weights. How I just like bit my own tongue. Lift weights.
Yeah.
The other parts of the week. But I'm also trying to take more rest days. I don't know why.
You don't need rest days.
People keep saying take rest days.
Those people are fat.
Yeah, right?
I don't take advice from people that don't go hard.
Once in a while though, right?
Yeah. I mean once in a while I'll take a rest month. I'll do that.
Like a recovery day when you're like doing like a sauna or massage or a hot plunge, cold plunge. There is no such thing as a hot plunge. It's just like a hot tub. I just made it up.
Boiled for a little while.
You boil your skin. You boil your skin off.
Yeah. Yeah, I was doing Kegels today. Getting them in. Doing my butthole workout. I'm getting to that age where your butthole it's not like you're losing elasticity.
Really?
Yeah.
I just checked mine.
I got a seepy butthole. I don't want anything seeping out during this podcast.
You don't want to leak your gut. I was trying to be polite. I think I punctured a hole in my gut one time yeah. when I ate too many Reese's peanut butter cups.
Yes, that sounds plausible.
I do.
Yeah,
I do. I do believe I did that to myself.
Yeah, I brought a bottle of wine and a tight butthole, Karen. Let's go.
You're like, I know what this podcast is. Yes. I know what I signed up for. We're about to get wasted. It does. It's for some reason, I don't know, like Yeah, like Lev the other night, I told him to get me a ginger beer. Yeah. You know, Fat Lev. Mm-hmm. And he comes back and he's like, that's just 0.2% alcohol, right? And I was like, what? Where do you, what? And he was like, fucking with me. He was like joking. I'm like, come on, guys. It seems like tis the season to see if Karen can relapse. Also, the little fling I just had with the guy, he had like cider, like hard cider in my fridge when I came back from vacation. I was like, hey, everybody. Severe alcoholic, like bad. I'm just kidding. You had no idea. It was a thoughtful gift. I smash it. I throw it out the window.
I'm excited to know what's going to happen to that bottle of wine now.
Nicole's going to enjoy it. Nicole is a new dog.
Oh, nice.
It's so exciting for me to just.
What kind of dog?
She's like a pit mix.
Okay.
Pit terrier.
You trying to attract black eyes? What's happening here?
A little bit.
Okay.
No, she. I mean, the shelter that we got her from is like 99% pit bulls. Is like that's the pool.
Yeah.
She's a mini one though. She's little. How much does she weigh?
Allegedly 55 pounds, but she goes up to like my knee when she's standing, and I'm 4'11 for context. Right. So
okay.
She's very. She's so like a little sausage.
Probably 30 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's dense.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like she's more like staffy than pit looking too.
She must have like a little bit of that, I think, because she's like very seal like in the face. You know what I mean? She's very cute. Mm.
Oh, she's
that sounds
so
adorable.
Cute. Yeah. My mom is a pit bull named Pete. I'm obsessed with him. Every time I come home, it's like we're lovers. He won't leave me alone. And he'll be watching TV. He'll be lying on top of me just like, oh, I love you.
Yeah, I love sweet pit bulls. They're the best dogs.
Some are bad.
My homie Brian Fennell, who I named my son after, by the way. Oh. Yeah. His name is Fennell. That's my son's name. Oh. But he has an overweight pit bull. It's the best. He's like 150 pounds.
Oh, no. Yeah. Why is he so fat?
Because Brian's fat.
Yep.
Yeah. He got hooked up with a fat owner. He used to be owned by a juggalo. But he was jacked though.
Wait, there was a juggalo at Skankfest. Did I see you? Were you at Skankfest?
Yeah. We only saw each other briefly, but you were very sweet to me, and I appreciated that.
Oh man, yeah. Skankfest is a blur, man. If I'm gonna be honest, like I'm keep running into people in New York. I'm like, did I see you at Skankfest?
Yeah. Yeah, no, that was the main juggalo.
That guy, that's why I was thinking about it.
Yeah, I was on a podcast with him, and he propositioned to fuck me multiple times.
Did he really?
Hand on the shoulder, gazing into my eyes.
Stop
he told
it.
Me he, I would have sex with you too.
He wanted to penetrate you.
Yeah.
Do those guys do stuff like that, the insane clowns, or are they like...
I think he was just on a certain cocktail of drugs that night that was putting him...
Like Molly?
Ketamine.
Ketamine's never done anything for me. Like, I don't know how much you're supposed to take, but I've done this with like powder of ketamine. I'm like, I don't get it. It's stupid. Mm-hmm. I never got any type of high from that.
Never
Molly
tried.
I used to get. Molly's like.
Yeah. So you're completely sober now?
I smoke pot.
Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah. What about you? You don't smoke pot, do you?
I do. I almost predominantly smoke pot. Yeah. I just can't right now. Coming here, I couldn't be high.
Okay.
Right, because I wouldn't be able to acclimate socially.
Okay.
But now that we have
acclimated,
I could smoke.
Interesting.
Yeah, I do. I get
you want me to
so
pack a
retarded.
Bowl?
I mean, if you can, this is your house. I'm not going to tell you what not to do. You want to pack a bowl and force me to smoke it? I'm not going to. What am I going to do?
It's only like me getting up and grabbing it.
Yeah.
It's like preventing me.
You put the bowl in my mouth and punch me in the stomach and I have to, I don't know.
I would
know.
Never do that to me. That's psychotic. Did somebody do that to you?
I would love for someone to do that to
me. Were you bullied?
Nah. I came from too crazy of a family for people to trust that they could bully me without retribution.
You have older brothers?
No, I come from like crazy hood women.
My brother used to pull me down and give me dead legs.
I usually do. I don't have a lighter. How embarrassing.
I know how to smoke. We just have to light a couple things on fire in my kitchen and then we light the bowl. Don't worry.
And then
guys.
Tomorrow you see me with no lips.
No eyebrows. Yeah. Half of like a mohawk thing.
I love improvised smoking. It's so fun.
Because I literally was just like somebody told somebody to get me a lighter and they didn't. Mm. What? You know what? Wait, you know what I'm going to do? Do you have a story that you can tell?
That's not vague. Let's go straight to the story.
Actually, it's almost 7. We have another podcast at 7:15.
Oh, wait. My idea somebody else is coming in?
Yeah.
See what they bring. Yeah. <Let's see>
Mabel.
Yeah. This is, I apologize, by the way, for being what? Late, but you, I mean.
No, it's weird to get to.
I am black.
No, I know. CPT. Yeah.
You got. You didn't give a buffer. You didn't give a black buffer.
I know. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
everything worked out fine.
Yeah, but full disclosure though, the only reason why I'm late is because my wife didn't have time to go home before going to jujitsu to walk her dog. So I had to, she was being a bitch about peeing. She knew I was leaving her. Yeah, so she was.
That's what Mabel's doing right now. That's why she's barking, because she went out around 1, but now it's 7. So she has to go out again.
Yeah.
I mean, why can't they just take care of themselves?
But trying to figure out how to train my dog to use the toilet, the downstairs toilet.
Yeah.
We have a downstairs toilet. I'm not trying to brag about how we're doing in life.
Braggadocious. Yeah.
I also have like 7 windows on my first floor. I don't know if that's important.
Jesus, that's a lot of windows.
That's a lot of windows, right?
That's such a house.
Yeah, it's connected to another house too.
Who lives in the other house?
My neighbors that...
Little, it's connected.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I have some fun white trash neighbors.
Wait, like the show Shameless? You guys like that?
I've never seen Shameless.
Oh, come on, Shameless.
But we are like 2 college educated. Like I would be, I'm the type of black person that would be a gentrifier. Like if I moved into a neighborhood, watch out.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then now we're in this neighborhood and we're surrounded by like generational white trash who have been in this neighborhood for a long time.
Yeah.
And it's the best neighborhood I've ever lived in. It's so much fun. It's they compete every year to win the Halloween decoration contest, and they never win it. They never win it, and they always blame it on the fact that we live at the bottom of the hill. We're bottom of the hill people.
Do they put any effort into their costumes or?
Well, they decorate their house, and yes, it's a lot of effort. Oh, but the people slightly up the hill, they just have more disposable income.
so they're buying shit. They're hanging people out of the windows. They're getting the sound machine. Yes, they have the fog.
Yes,
machine.
All of it. Giants, like things that are like too big to be in our neighborhood. You can see it from a distance. Yeah. It's beautiful.
They're fucking crushing.
Yeah, these people are never. They're like
they shouldn't
making,
really enter the contest.
My neighbors are making their shit.
They should kill a person and then put them, and like that might win.
I mean, just kidding.
Dude,
if you saw these people up the street, they would have to kill so many people. It's amazing what they're doing over there. But yeah. Yeah, I'm a bottom of the hill person. That's what I am.
That's no problem.
Yeah. I mean, I have top of the hill aspirations.
You could still get up there.
Eventually. I mean, at least I'm going to finish my life at least mid-hill.
Mid-hill?
Yeah, I'm not.
I believe in you.
I'm not closing out my life at the bottom of this hill.
I know. I want to live higher up. The higher up you get in this building, the better the views are. They're just so stunning up there. You just feel like you're in this like little castle on a cloud.
Yeah, this feels very castle-y to me. I'm very much enjoying this view.
It's nice, but yeah. I want to do better.
Okay.
I would just love to meet a partner who contributed to anything financially.
Yeah, my wife wanted that too, but she got me. I'm lowering the curve.
Mabel, I'm coming. Okay, I have to let my dog out. Hey, Sydney Gant, tell everybody where they can find you, where they can follow you, how they can support you.
Yeah, you can support me on Instagram at Sydney Gant. It's SIDNEYGANTT. And then you can find me on my podcast, Chakra Poppers. Yes, it was SIDNEYGANTT.
Great.
Nicole, does that sound familiar to you at all? You're a little bit young. This SIDNEYGANTT. No familiarity at all. All right. I know what I'm dealing with generationally now.
Wait, what do I know it from?
That's it's Mickey Mouse.
Yeah. Mickey Mouse. Why did it take me that long?
It took you pretty long, but you had it.
I've had many concussions. Yeah. But I did have it. Sydney, thank you for being a guest on OnlyFans podcast. Keep subscribing. Write us some emails. And we'll see you next week. Throwing ass on the ground, getting less.
hands at the stand. Only she can, only free hands. It's only, only, it's only free hands.